doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your health and talk about your life. Regardless of what you have going on, realize that the body can get sick, you can also get well. You can make the change in your health and your life, but no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. No one. Family members can't. Friends, your family, your coworkers, your loved one, your significant other, your spouse. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So changing your habits, restructuring your life, remodeling your life is the key. That's what this show is about. It's about empowering you and empowering your lifestyle. Because when you make those kind of changes, that's where everything begins. And it really does once you start making some critical changes in your overall health. If you're a coffee drinker, they're saying heavy coffee drinking is tied to shorter lives for younger adults in the study. So hold the Java and listen up. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's like one week we say, well, coffee's really good for avoiding strokes, and it's really good for prostate health. And now you're telling me that it shortens our lives. Yeah, there's always the conflicting information. But on this show, that's why I want to give you good information. All that is really, really important. So I want to give you the updates on everything going on. So here's the thing. A study said that for people under 55 who drink 4 cups or more of coffee a day are more likely to die than others. Now, skeptical experts caution that the study of over 40,000 adults has major limitations, and the findings don't show that coffee actually causes early death. But study co-author Dr. Carl Levy, who was a professor of medicine and Vascular Institute in New Orleans, believes there's a reason to be worried if you down a lot of Joe. Small amounts of coffee, up to 28 cups a week, seem to be safe, he says, but there's a reason to try and keep your intake low, which is about 4 8-ounce cups per day, particularly for younger people. The issue is the hotly debated topic of whether coffee is good for you or not. So found signs that coffee drinking, even heavier consumption, actually reduces the risk of cancer, heart failure, and other conditions. So there you go. So it's hard to know for sure, however, they said. But it could be difficult to launch a most rigorous type of research in which scientists would actually assign some people to drink large amounts of coffee and have others completely avoid it to actually see what happens. So, of course, for a Starbucks-studded nation, this is not encouraging news. In the United States, more than 60% of adults report drinking coffee daily, consuming just over 3 cups a day on average, according to the National Coffee Association. Yes, there is. It's funny, there's an association for everything. It's like everything has an association. I find it interesting. When I read all these articles, it's like the national, I won't say that. But anyway, for a new study, they say, and this was published with the Mayo Clinic, 44,000 people aged 20 to 87, they followed for an average of about 16 years. Okay? And about 3/4 were men. They entered the study between 1971 and 2002. During the follow-up period, 2,500 people died from all causes, and after adjusting their statistics for factors such as smoking and fitness, the researchers found that those who drank more than 28 cups of coffee a week were 21% more likely to have died, and the risk was about 50% higher in men and women younger than 55. So the lower levels of coffee drinking didn't seem to affect mortality. We were honestly hoping to find that low amounts of coffee were beneficial, they said, and we're hoping that it wasn't too toxic. Well, many questions remained unanswered in this, and the study lead author said further research is needed, Lavi and their colleagues said it's possible that coffee might contribute to cancer, but researchers can't confirm that unless they dig deeper into what killed participants in the study in the first place. So Rob Van Dam, an associate professor at the University of in Singapore, not the WWE wrestler, said that the study had significant shortcomings. Among other things, he said it didn't examine dietary habits or look at the causes of death in depth. There have been several previous studies on the topic, and recommendations about coffee consumption should consider the totality of the evidence rather than only results in a single study. Rachel Huxley, in this study, who's chair of epidemiology at the University of Queensland in Australia, cautioned that smoking, much more common than heavy coffee drinkers, Huxley added that previous research as a whole suggests that the level of coffee consumption in question actually helps people live longer. Certainly, expectations for function after a serious fall injury must be passed on with a clear understanding of pre-injury function, she wrote. But for disabled older persons, it usually means a return to pre-injury status, so that's kind of a big deal. The analysis took 130 individuals who sustained serious fall-related injuries among 750 in a prospective cohort study of community living seniors who were all members of a large health plan. Now, all of these initially were independent in the basic activities of daily living, and about half lived alone, less than half and a quarter of cognitive impairment or depressive symptoms, but nearly two-thirds were physically frail. Monthly interviews indicated the trajectory of disability that accrued in the year preceding the injury, which was fairly evenly spread from full functional independence into disability. So the severe disability was characterized by needing assistance with about 10 of the 13 activities assessed, with bathing, dressing, walking inside or outside the house. Of course, there were different activities that they all did, but the progressive disability associated with this really increased. And so that's one thing that they had to pay attention to. And so the coffee drinking itself, which I think is, again, it's such a debate. I think there's what I don't like about coffee, and I'm not anti-coffee, but what I don't like about it is how it raises cortisol levels. And that's the one thing that we have to be a little cautious with. Long-term, that's going to age you. Long-term, that's going to be tough on the system. Does it have antioxidants in it? Well, yeah, but so does green tea. I mean, let's look at green tea compared to coffee. If you want to have a hot liquid in the morning, it has caffeine in it, and look at the benefits. I mean, coffee raises cortisol. Green tea lowers cortisol. And you're going to decrease belly fat with green tea. You're going to increase belly fat with coffee. So, I mean, there's a lot of different components to it that we have to look at that I think just, you know, raise a question of which one's actually better for you. Anyway, those are my 2 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents, whatever you want to say. But coffee, again, I think if you're going to do it sparingly. Don't do it all the time. I wouldn't drink it every day. I'd drink it on the weekends or have... few foods that I'm very much just against, things that are very, very toxic for you, I am, I'm like high on the toxic side. Processed foods, I'm not really into a lot of the fattened luncheon meats and shellfish, I'm just not a big fan of. I think they're extremely toxic. But eating a piece of cheesecake here and there, a piece of pizza, gluten every now and then, I mean, sure, why? I mean, it's not going to... Again, 90-10 is my rule. Eat well 90% of the time, 10% do what you want, that includes coffee. So don't worry about it. Have fun, but create a lifestyle plan where you have longevity. It's all about the marathon, not the sprint. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. 888-283-7272.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is
as well. Going to the phones now and talk with Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
I have ocular dystrophoscosis, an eye disease. I was wondering what kind of treatment with vitamins, et cetera, diet that I could use to help improve and prevent this disease from progressing.
There's a lot we can do, actually, to keep that from progressing and put it into a new phase, really. Your diet plays a big role. Remember, cutting down inflammation in the body is the first key, with anything, to make sure you're giving the body everything that it needs. And one of the ways you want to do that and focus in is starting with the omega-3 fats, making sure you're getting plenty of those. Healthy fats lower inflammation in the body. Not too many on the starchy carbohydrates in the beginning, especially a lot of the breads and the pastas, cereals and crackers. Cutting down those makes a big difference as well. Now, assuming you've got a really good physician that's working with you, and, you know, for your overall eye health, a great ophthalmologist is crucial in this case. Lutein, astaxanthin, all these are extremely important for the eyes. Vitamin A, which you'll get in like a cod liver oil, is fantastic for the eyes. So there's a lot of great supplements and additions that you can do to support health. But, you know, again, it's about coming up with an overall lifestyle plan. Even exercise, the amount of cardiovascular benefit that it gives to the entire body is amazing. So making sure that you do that on a regular basis is critical and something that you want to do. Have someone guide you in, a lifestyle coach, someone that can kind of custom design a plan for you that can take you to the next level. That is the key. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call right now. Now, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, you can check out our website. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. And these are folks that believe in same things that we do here on the show and practice it every single day in their own perspective areas. It's great, though, to have someone on your team that can lead you and guide you in the way you should go, and also for prevention and just learning how to function better, making better choices, looking better, feeling better, and designing a plan that's just for you. Frank, you're next with us on the lines. How can I help?
I'd like to know if you've got any tips to help me quit dipping. I'd like to go ahead and avoid the whole mouth cancer thing. I don't want any part of that. I'm only 30. I'd like to keep my mouth well. It sure enough interests me.
I'll tell you that when it comes to any kind of tobacco, I mean, whether it's smoking or dipping or snuff or whatever you want to call it, chew, all the different ones that we call it down here in the South, and I'm sure over in Texas, which is a big deal. But if you're dipping, I used to dip when I was younger. The deal is, it's one of those mental things, because, I mean, you first of all, it's like smoking. You get used to having something in your lip or in your cheek, and the whole spitting concept, your brain actually gets used to that. So you get used to that, and you get addicted to the nicotine, which, I mean, they claim that nicotine is the most addictive substance that we have on this earth. It's pretty darn close. A lot of people really get addicted to it. But then if you get scared or freaked out, like if you had mouth cancer, okay, if they came to you and said, okay, you know, Frank, you've got stage 3 mouth cancer, whatever, you would think, you would completely freak out. You would be like, okay. You'd totally freak out, and you'd say, okay, I'm done. Done chewing, done dipping. I'm over it. Because that would be enough to scare you to not doing that anymore. See what I mean? So with that case, it really states a case of there has to be something that drives you. So it's not just, well, I think it might be a good idea to stop. You're never going to stop like that. You got to be just mad. You got to say, you know what, this is not going to have any more power over my life than what it has. And you got to get to this place where you just really want to make a change. That come heck or high water, you're going to make a shift. And you're not going to stick into the same place you've been. I mean, that's such a big piece of it. And making sure that you have a good overall game plan regarding that is vital, in my opinion. So that's what you want to shoot for. It really is. And putting that together I think will make a big, big difference along the way. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Childhood bullying is a big deal. And if you haven't seen the ads on TV and seeing it more and more with kids, and I just think that bullying is something that needs to be stopped, in my opinion, just because the psychological harm that it inflicts. I mean, again, no kid wants to get beat up, right, when they're young. But the instability and the insecurity that it causes, I think psychological issues that it really causes, is challenging enough. And it's one thing that I really want to see stopped. It bothers me. I don't like to see any kid taken advantage of for any reason. And they should feel safe at school. They should feel safe at home. They should feel safe. They should never have to feel any sense of insecurity or fear at all. Their environment should be one of protection. And if that's not the case, then there's an issue. So, but the highlighting, it's been, you know, in the media quite a bit. Researchers have assessed it. And the bully victims may turn into bullying after being bullied themselves out of a psychiatric disorder that can develop from that. So victims and bullying of victims becomes a real issue. So in the three groups they studied, there were no long-term benefits from any of this. And the bullies appear to be children from a prevailing antisocial tendency who know how to get under the skin of others, with bully victims taking on the role of their helpers. So it's just an acting out. A bully is an acting out of something they're not getting at home, and something that they're void of, and so they inflict that on another kid. But it's got to stop. And, you know, I think that as parents and as teachers, we pick up on that, you can't let it slide. You've got to drop the hammer immediately, because that child needs to know it can't happen. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Questions about your health, and back to the phones just for you when we come back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Talking about one of our food for the day, as I always talk about, but I want to talk about papayas. Now, this is not personally my favorite tasting fruit, but it's phenomenal for what it does for the body. So I want to talk about that. Food is our best medicine. Don't forget it. You can change so much for what you do with the food you put inside your body. The food is the fuel to make the machine work. So here's some of the health benefits, all right? Protection against heart disease is one of the big ones. So papayas are very helpful in the prevention of atherosclerosis, that's the hardening of the arteries, and diabetic heart disease. So papayas are an excellent source of vitamin C, as well as a good source of vitamin E and vitamin A. So through their concentration of provitamin A, there are three very powerful antioxidants. These nutrients help prevent the oxidation of the cholesterol. Is it able to stick to and build in the vessel walls, forming these dangerous plaques that can eventually cause heart attacks and strokes. One way in which dietary vitamin E and vitamin C may exert this effect is through their suggested association with a compound called pyraxinase. And the enzyme, which is extremely important for this, inhibits the LDL cholesterol. So that's the bad cholesterol, the bad guys. And increases the HDLs, which are the good guys. So the papayas are a good source of fiber, which has been shown to lower high cholesterol levels. The folic acid found in papayas is needed for the conversion of a substance called homocysteine, And it's, of course, extremely important for brain chemistry. Now, the digestive health, it can help as well. The nutrients in papaya have also been shown to be helpful in the prevention of colon cancer, the big C word. Papaya's fiber is able to bind cancer, causing toxins in the colon, and keep them away from healthy colon cells. In addition, papaya's folate, vitamin C, beta-carotene, and vitamin E have been associated with a reduced risk of colon cancer. And these nutrients provide a synergistic protection for the colon cells from free radical damage to their DNA. So also increasing your intake of these nutrients by enjoying papaya is an especially good idea for individuals at risk of colon cancer. Now, anti-inflammatory effects, it's got a lot of these. Papaya contains some unique protein digesting enzymes, including papain, and these enzymes are proteolytic enzymes in nature. So they help lower inflammation, and they improve healing from things like burns, and they also have tons of antioxidant nutrients, including vitamin C and vitamin E and beta-carotene, which are very good at reducing inflammation. So things like asthma, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, they find the severity of these conditions are reduced and get more of these nutrients overall. So immune support, vitamin C and vitamin A, which is made in the body from beta-carotene and papaya, all these play a big role. So there's protection against macular degeneration also. So your mother may have told you that carrots would keep your eyes bright as a child, but as an adult, it looks like fruit is even more important for keeping your sight where it needs to be. Data reported in a recent study in the Archives of Ophthalmology indicate that about 3 or more servings of fruit per day may lower your risk of age-related macular degeneration. The primary cause of vision loss in older adults by about 36% compared to persons who consume less than about 1.5 servings of fruit daily. So macular degeneration is play a big role in this overall health scheme. So another issue to look at, surprisingly, the intake of vegetables, antioxidant vitamins, and carotenoids were not strongly related to the incidence in either form of this AR, macular degeneration, rather. So you can cut papaya in half, fill it with cottage cheese and tuna salad if you want an elegant meal. Place fresh papaya over any broiled fish. There's a great way to eat it together. Now, protection against rheumatoid arthritis is another one. RA, which is autoimmune in nature, this is where the body, the immune system actually begins to attack the joints. One thing about papaya is it can help with support the degenerative arthritis that can occur with aging, which is worse in laboratory animals. Another indicates that vitamin C-rich foods like papaya provide humans with protection against inflammatory polyarthritis, which is a form of rheumatoid arthritis involving 2 or more joints. The findings were presented in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases and were drawn from a study of more than 20,000 subjects and focused on the subjects who developed this polyinflammatory arthritis. And similar subjects who remained arthritis-free during the follow-up period, subjects who consumed the lowest amounts of vitamin C-rich foods were the ones at the most challenged point. The papaya and the green tea actually sum up and team up together to prevent prostate cancer. So choosing to regularly eat lycopene-rich foods like papaya and drink green tea may greatly reduce a man's risk of developing prostate cancer. So in a new study, case-control study, involving 130 prostate cancer patients in 274 hospital controls, the men drinking the most green tea have 86% reduction of prostate cancer to those who didn't drink it. And I'll tell you something. I drink green tea every day. It is something that I pretty much don't even drink water. Well, I drink tons of water, but I like having green tea if I'm drinking water. And so 9 times out of 10, I've got a green tea bag in there. Green tea across the board is phenomenal for your health. And for prostate cancer guys, this is one of our big ones. So I think you can drink your liquid all day long. You got antioxidants in there that help, you know, avoid things like cancer. I mean, you can't go wrong at all. So make sure you got the tea coming in on a regular basis and you've got it really. Yes. So just one of those things, I mean, I don't know, food for the day is papaya. I like to talk about these type things, and it's just such a big deal to make sure you get all the nutrients in. If you're not exercising too, remember, my little note for right now is to make sure you exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Get out and get moving. Your body was designed to move. It just was. And if you're not moving and getting everything that you need from movement and exercise, you're really missing out on the things that you need. Going to the phones, let's get in there with Peter. Hi, Peter. Welcome.
I'm calling about a health issue concerning the stomach. I had a bacterial infection. It's called HPYLORI. Where I had to have rounds of two antibiotics and Nexium for 2 weeks intensely. And ever since then, I've been having a lot of stomach issues that I've never had before after the treatment. And I want to know what I can do or take to stabilize my stomach or gut and get it back healthy.
That's a great question. And what happens is you, when you do that over a period of time and you go through a couple of rounds of antibiotics, it really throws off the bacteria in your gut. See, we're supposed to have good bacteria and bad bacteria in our digestive tract. And you always want to keep the good bacteria there and you want to get rid of the bad, right? That's the goal. When you go through a round of antibiotics, it goes through and wipes out everything. And the challenge with that is that you want to make sure you have the good bacteria in there. So probiotics, a lot of physicians now are using probiotics to put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract along with antibiotic therapy. Now, some docs don't do that, but a lot of the younger ones coming out, just based on some of the latest research, they are doing that. So you might want to talk to your doc about doing some probiotics. They can prescribe them to you, or you can get them through your local store. Health food stores have them. Just make sure that each capsule that you get has about 2 billion organisms. That's so critical, making sure that you have plenty of probiotics that can function, that can really get in and support the body at a peak level. That's what you want. All right. Now, there's, don't just base it on the supplements either. There are a lot of organic food. Yogurt, which plain, don't get the sugar kind. But yogurt is fantastic. A lot of the raw cheeses are very good at putting probiotics back in the system. And cultured vegetables. Kimchi is a great option that when you eat it, you're adding good probiotics and healthy bacteria back into the digestive tract and is a great beginning and a great way to go. So a couple of things that can really make a difference in your overall health and can take you to the next level. But I want to encourage you to look into those, because again, it's really actually easy to correct, and it comes down to diet, and it comes down to making sure you've got the right food going in on a regular basis, and you balance the bacteria, you balance the gut, and you balance so much in the body all the way around. Just a huge, huge issue. Genetic risks, they're saying now, for eating disorders, alcoholism may be connected. So alcohol, typically, if you're doing it in moderation every now and then, no big deal, but if you're doing it a lot, it is a big deal. So let's just call that alcoholism, all right? Alcoholism and certain types of eating disorders, they share common genetic factors. Researchers looked at nearly 6,000 adult fraternal and identical twins in Australia. Of these, they actually looked into some tactics which were used in self-induced vomiting and laxative abuse. Well, genes appeared to account for 38% to 53% of the risk of developing these conditions, and some of the same genetic risk factors that make it possible and people susceptible to alcoholism were quite of an issue. So the findings support the idea that there's a common genetic factor contributing to alcohol dependence in these eating disorder symptoms. Lead researcher Melissa Chernoff at Washington University School of Medicine said in a news release, learning more about genetic and other risk factors may lead to better treatments for these disorders. And previous studies found that women who binge eat or purge have a higher than average rate of alcohol use and disorder. So we need to be aware that these problems can occur together in both men and women. And again, when it comes down to these type of issues, eating disorders have become a big challenge, especially in our young people. It's still quite a challenge. Genetic links might be there, but we can overcome them, in my opinion, with so much we can come through with our opinions and what we can do as parents when we come in to all of these issues. So more about this when we come back. Eating disorders. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can lifestyle your way back to better health. That's what this show is about. It's about lifestyle. It's about learning how to go to the next level with your health and with your life. So, again, you can make changes. You don't have to be stuck where you are by any means. Quote for the hour, don't find fault. Find a remedy. Henry Ford, you got to love it. An entrepreneur at heart. Good pastor friend of mine says, don't come to me with a problem. Come with me with a solution. Then we'll talk. So, great information. And that's always the case. What can you do to change a situation and create it and make it better? So, here's the deal. You go into the warm months, all right? And people think, well, I have allergies in the summer. Well, what about the spring? What about the fall? Well, no matter what the season, a virus finds the weather perfect to invade your respiratory tract whenever. And you can come down with a cold. So a cold is a cold is a cold, regardless of when you suffer from it. Randy Wexler is a physician and assistant professor of family medicine at the Ohio State University College of Medicine. He says, but in the summer months, the winter doldrums and associated illnesses seems ages away. It's easy to write off a cold. It's just summer allergies. But the two are very different conditions. If you pay attention to your symptoms, you can actually figure out which one is which. So let's break that down just a little bit. Summer colds. Well, a cold is a virus and is different from allergies, explains Dr. Wexler. The seasonal difference is due to different virus strains in the summer and the winter. So just because most people don't catch a cold in the summer doesn't mean that you can't or that you didn't. So colds and upper respiratory infections occur all year round, but are more prevalent in the colder months. Nancy, research in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the University of Cincinnati, said the main reason and the difference between summer and winter colds is how commonly they occur. Dr. Elder, but said summer colds just feel worse somehow. It feels wrong to get a cold in the sunny summer weather. But the reality is, it is a cold. So cold prevention tips are important year-round, even when the sun's beating down. So the most important precaution, they say, is hand washing and not sharing cups or utensils with others. Summer allergies, here are some of the big ones to look for. So the common cold and summer allergies have a lot in common. They can both cause runny and stuffy nose, congestion, coughing, fatigue, and headaches. Sometimes it can be hard to tell them apart, especially if someone has not had problems with allergies previously. Often allergies are more watery, runny nose with lots of sneezing, itching, and watery eyes, and can change based on physical location. For example, make it better if someone leaves the outdoors and goes into an air-conditioned or air-filtered house. Now, seasonal allergies, such as allergies to grasses and weeds, also strike about the same time each year and persist throughout the allergy season. A simple summer cold usually goes away within about 10 days, and with or without common cold treatment tends to cause itchy eyes or nose like allergies do. 10 tips to cope with the summer cold? Well, here they are. Treatment for a cold is the same whether you're in summer or winter. And here's some cold remedies to help you stop and beat a summer cold, get back to enjoying the heat. Take over the counter congestant to unclog the stuffy nose. Use a saline spray to irrigate the nose and keep mucus loose. Take OTC or over-the-counter pain relievers like Tylenol to reduce the fever and manage the pain. You can use cough drops, they say, and throat lozenges. Make sure they contain some zinc in those to manage the pesky dry cough. Gargle with warm water and sea salt to soothe a sore throat. Don't take an antibiotic, they say. Do not do that. And allow your body to rest, get plenty of sleep, and avoid strenuous exercise. I still think that you need to exercise personally at some level during this time. I think it's good for the immune system and the lymphatic system. Drink plenty of water to stay hydrated in the heat. Don't smoke. and head to the doctor if you don't get relief within 2 days or if you're wheezing. The allergies, on the other hand, may respond best to the OTC, antihistamines, or prescription nasal sprays. So again, all these are quite important, actually. Through these medications, they may help you feel better and cope with the summer cold. All medications, though, have side effects, and some people prefer the effects of the URI to the effects of the medicines. These medicines do not make the URI go away, which is the upper respiratory infection, by the way, but it just helps you breathe a bit easier and can cause less of a headache while your body is fighting off the infection. So again, I mean, breaking those down, understanding which is which and what affects what is a big key. Because so many people get colds and they think, oh, it's just allergies. I've heard that so many times. And it really, really is a big key. Weight loss is such a big topic. And I don't think we could talk about it enough, especially with the amount of obesity that we have in America today. Almost 80% of people are overweight or obese at some level in the country. And I think it's a travesty. I think that so much of it can be avoided if we learn how to make better lifestyle choices. And the choices we make today really can determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. Our choices, it begins with how we think. How we think determines everything in our life. And you start with your thinking, everything else will follow. So you start taking the right kind of thoughts in, and you start getting the right kind of habits in, and you really start winning. That's where the reality is of you really going to that next level. So on my website, we talk a lot about that. We're, you know, our company is a lifestyle-based company. We want to teach you about lifestyle and what it really takes. When I was in medical school, the one area that I really saw a void in was lifestyle. We were amazing at fixing things. Let me tell you something. Your specialist that you go to, your cardiologist and endocrinologist and your gynecologist, just they're all fantastic. And the amount of time it takes to get into that specialty and learn that skill and be that good at it is really amazing. But the one area we've lacked in is lifestyle. And that's where an emerging field is coming. That's what we do here on the show, is we empower your lifestyle. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.